Whether it's the Armageddon of the self-conscious or the destruction of the physical world, the mythology of the Antichrist could be as simple as someone disbelieving in God. I look at myself as the person to awaken individuals. The record is a different interpretation of the classic story of the fallen angel. In the United States alone, 3 of Marilyn Manson's albums have gone platinum and 3 more gold. And the evolution continues. The progression of satanic influence within certain music genres has also resulted in offensive spectacles at one of the most coveted music award ceremonies in the world, the Grammys. In the past 40 years, these same Grammys featured such artists as Bette Midler, Marvin Hamlisch, Natalie Cole, Christopher Cross, Mariah Carey, Leanne Rimes, Norah Jones, and Carrie Underwood, to name a few. However, the performances and antics of some of the most popular artists of recent years have glorified Satan and his kingdom. At the 2012 Grammy Awards, Nicki Minaj walked the red carpet in a nun-like hooded red satin robe. She was channeling Roman Zelansky, her self-proclaimed demonic alter ego, while being escorted by a man dressed as the Pope. Nicki debuted her Roman Reloaded album by performing an onstage self-exorcism complete with a mock confessional and stained glass. The longer the performance, the more it mocked the Catholic faith. A white-hooded choir sang as Minaj strapped herself to a leather table with flames burning beneath her. The presentation culminated with Minaj levitating to the choir's rendition of "O Come, All Ye Faithful," as a man posing as a bishop walked on stage. Do you think that Minaj only appeals to extremists in limited numbers? I don't think so. The New York Times called her the most influential female rapper of all time. In April 2013, Minaj became the most charted female rapper in the history of the Billboard Hot 100. And the gate continues to open wide. At the 2014 Grammy ceremonies, another award-winning artist, Katy Perry, performed her song Dark Horse. Perry said she wanted this piece to have a witchy, spelly kind of black magic-y idea, so she wrote it from a witch's perspective. The song was originally inspired by the 1996 movie The Craft, an American horror film that centers on a group of 4 teenage girls who pursue witchcraft and use sorcery for their own gain. In her performance, Perry dressed in a witch's costume bearing an illuminated Knights Templar cross. As she danced around an upside-down broomstick, she was encircled by...